you got any questions you want to do here or anywhere?
Oh, we got a question this afternoon.
All right.
But I thought we'd have a special group darshan this morning.
All right, as you please, that means the same thing. The same children have the same thing to say. We have to repeat the same thing. Two groups, three groups, four groups, there are. If they want it, I'm only.
Do you have any Fresno or Sacramento or?
Any person interview they wanted, that's all right.
Do you want to have any personal interviews in there?
No, I leave it to you to find the groups to go. They have the same thing to say.
I understand. They just want to be with you.
Huh?
They just want to be with you.
No, but you then why not all with me?
Groups. Because it's you, that's fine.
Groups go, say 20.
Yeah.
Then another group. I'm all around sitting that evening, I have to say.
Well, we'll have them all together.
No, as you please, this is my experience. They will have more time to see me and I have more time to see you. If there's any person interview, no harm. They will have it.
Anyone have a personal interview they wish to come up here?
Yes.
Come right on. Turn the mic off, please.
The problem was the same with everybody. There is no personal interview. Look here. Those are not married, they should observe chastity 100% in word, deed and thought. Those who are married, they should act according to scriptures. And scriptures say marriage means a sacrament, taking a companion in life. To be with them, each other, in weal or woe. Both help each other to know God. And as married they are, they should love one another, and normal way of self-life or self-sustain should be there as best as possible. So married life is conducted according to scriptures with self-sustain. Is no bar to spirituality. This is a general question coming up to me every time. Normal way, we are married life does not mean a machine of enjoyment. Those are married, they should have some time where both of them should help each other as companions. So, Christ said, and everybody said it, amongst Hindus there has been custom to live 25 years outside, in the 25 years in the, as a household life, and after that they should devote whole time in knowing God. Because after all, each one has to lead one. Here also, you see, normal way of married life, as prescribed by scripture, is no bar to spirituality. You follow me now?
But my husband is not an initiate. No, he doesn't believe
this is wrong. This is wrong. God has united you, let no power disunite you, mind that. Let us unite you to pay off debts of creation of the past. He's your friend. Help him in the spiritual way. Don't impose on him. Bring him round. No, this is wrong. To bring him round lovingly, politely, give him some literature to follow. When you impose anything on everybody, divorce.
Oh, her husband is imposing on her, Maharaji.
What?
Her husband is imposing on her, and he's not an initiate.
See, what? To him, love my is love.
Wait,
love
wait. Well, he said, I have given it direct. You want to me give the reply direct? I have given in the same way. Normal way of married life is no bar to spirituality, as given by scripture. This is we who create trouble, you see. If he does not, you separate each other, take it for granted, it is the custom in the West. Well, what happens? Both remarry. Remarry means bringing children. Previous children are go to the court, they are separated, they are very all around. How can you love more than one? You have to start life afresh, not to talk direct. It's very difficult, you see, one for one. If you want to be happy. If not, we So for the reactions of the king. And you follow the commandments of Moses, you find very clear.
I still don't understand, Master.
I am getting very clear, but they want to be very abrupt to tell the very strange thing. The word to be wise is sufficient.
Like invite your questions so the great master could answer. This man has been practicing all kind of yoga, so I told him he had to quit that thing, not to mix up with this if you want initiation.
Right. Yes. We have to row on one boat, please. Don't mix up to pickles and candies and everything. Do follow one thing holy and solely, you can see the results. And on this path, you will have something to start with, to your satisfaction, something at least. So you will have to dwell further by regular practice.
Master says that you have to row in one boat. In this path, you're trying to leave the body below you, exercise your body, keep it in good condition. But don't do these practices for spiritual growth. What?
What?
Well, can you hear the master back there?
Yes.
I would suggest if you're in a reverberation area, there's plenty of room back there. If you're in a reverberation area over here, there's plenty of room back there where the sound, I'm sure you could pick it up. We have the two speakers here and one in the middle. Next question. That speaker's not working?
Will you please fix the speaker?
They'll fix it. Yes, yes, sir. Did you hear the question?
What?
He said that coming from Vancouver day before yesterday, he was lost. Mm-hmm. He was spiritually intoxicated. Mm-hmm. He heard your voice inside telling him exactly what to do.
Oh, that is come. That's all. That is right. Master sometimes materialize and then take by the hand and guide him too. Is that only why?
Sometimes you can have very remarkable things happen in a car that protect you. There are many in here who have had this happen, and we know it when it happens. Yes, sir. He says there are some people here that are unable to meet the requirements in the form. What would you, in the application form, what would you say that they should do at this time?
They should wait until they are ready. And what the result is not to, to follow the result from today, then exceptional case.
Well, he's trying to find a substitute for making a straight decision.
Not doing something.
He wants to know what they could do. There's only one thing to do. Yes,
that I replied already.
Yes, he's already replied to that. I think that if they feel that this is not the time. Eternity is a long time. You're alive
not
now.
Not eternity. When he's at tea, he can send an application that can be given to him in my absence too.
Send in an application to Master when he goes to India, and he'll make a judgment on it. Yes, sir.
Reno, sometimes in my meditation, Master, I see birds flying overhead. Does that mean anything?
When you go in meditation, don't be after scenery, you see. There you only be after three things, one of the three. Either strong light, master's form, or strong sound. Leave all of the things.
The question I'm sure you heard, but he says that in meditation, sometimes he sees the flight of birds and this type of thing. The answer you heard. Yes, sir. Says sometimes after meditation, he lies down and he hears thunder and lightning, and it frightens him.
What?
He says he.
Why frighten him?
Why frighten him? Yes.
When he likes it, he sees the same thing.
A lot of us try to get thunder and lightning. Don't be afraid of it.
Fortunately. He's fortunate.
Very fortunate, Master says. What's wrong with this side over here? Yes, sir. The question was that he's studying psychology, majoring in psychology. He wants to know if becoming a psychologist...
Without microphone, you're going to...
You guys stop monkeying with those dials. When you get them set, leave them, please. Will you? I'll move up or on the upper back, either way. But just to get them set and stop playing.
Your sound...
He wants to know if
just
it interferes.
Your voice already searching. Your voice is already searching. You don't need a microphone.
Your voice without the microphone.
Thank you. Turn it off.
Yes, please. What does he want?
He wants to know how he can apply psychology, treating people with a path, if he can combine them.
No. He should not mix it. He should not mix it. Psychology is that. Only relaxation you can have.
Well,
he's
going to be a professor.
Never mind. He should take up that subject of his own separately, not mix up with this subject. That's the only elementary step for relaxation.
Use that subject for your livelihood. Don't mix it. Yes. During meditation, she sees a long shaft of light.
Yes.
And she's wondering if you would interpret it for her.
Lights in the sky do come, my dear, six flashes of light, long shafts of light. There are lights, just watch around it where there is any more thing, sound or mass or so.
Said when he was in Vietnam,
yes,
he was protected in many,
yes,
miraculous ways. And this was before he was initiated. He wondered if you were watching over him then.
He's got some background. He's got the background. So after that he was initiated.
Yes.
That's all. That path was working. He had some background of the path.
He says he's back home. Background.
Man is in the make, you see, when he comes here. Man is in the make. When he comes here, he's got some background, and that was now guided against the Master. That power was protecting him.
Master power protects you because of your background. And that's why you were brought home, to be led to the point that you're at now. His body vibrates a lot during meditation.
Don't think of your body, I told you. That is why I told you to fix your gaze outside. No vibration.
Sounds pretty good to me. Says wherever he goes, in the house, bathroom, every place, you seem to be looking at him, with him.
Because he loves you.
I can't bear sometimes.
But he loves you much.
He says something. Martha
loves him much, you see.
Says,
you're dear to him.
We heard that. Master loves him much. Oh, to be that age, with that vision.
Everybody should have that.
Children's mind are clear.
Everybody should have that.
Master says children's minds are clear. Isn't that nice? I saw a hand here. Yes. When she meditates, has the eye center, very bright light from above.
Yes.
She wants to know, should she continue looking at the center or should she look up?
If strong light is coming from above, can she look up? The Master may be shedding light from above.
Master sending the light from above, look up into the center of it.
Yes.
Says what is the earliest age that you could ask your children to start meditating?
They are given contact with the sounds visible. You see, it is for the parents to teach them to be a discipline, you see. And set an example for the children what to do. If they sit for meditation, naturally, children will copy them without any asking for it. So the best thing is to set an example, practical life. If you don't see them, they watch you day and night what you're doing.
Master says the best thing to do, of course, is to set an example. Some children have it at a very early age, it's our example in front of them and with them that makes them attracted to it.
The children watch every action you're doing. What is it? You do not watch, but they watch you. So be very careful to set an example. Children do come to me, that is what I am telling you. Our parents are like that, what to do? So I feel ashamed.
You realize that the most watched person sits before you. That's what we are. We're on this same situation with our children. I should have known this earlier. Yes, sir. Said he was married over a year ago and made many mistakes, and he's wondering if he has to come back again to work out those mistakes.
Is he initiated now? Is he initiated? Are you initiated, please?
Are you initiated? Yes.
So put the sheet and curl against the part. Don't repeat those mistakes, and for future remain in contact with the light and sound principle within you, which will wash away all sins of the past.
That answer was, put your steps firmly on the path. Don't repeat the mistakes. The light and sound principle will wash those past mistakes out. He says, are you the only Satguru?
Did you hear from me these words?
Did you hear him say so?
What? The only criterion is, you see, who is able to give you something to start with. Who is able to just... What do you do not see, you will be able to see. Something to start with is given to you. Then further you can see what he is. Take him as your elder, as your father, as your friend who is in sympathy with you. When you find something to start with, you can also consider what he may be further. When I went to my master, people asked me, how great is your master? I told them, I don't know how great he is, that's all I know, is far above than I want. That's all we can say to this speaking. When you know a master, we become a master. What is it?
You said that John the Baptist,
yes,
recognized Christ as a perfect master, and he was wondering if other masters recognized you in this respect. Sir, sorry. Yes. I think that word was wise men. I see. Wise men of the time recognized him as being a master.
That's all right. Say, if I say yes, how it helps you? I did, But if I say so, how will it help you? You find your own business. You find, have you found any? That's all it.
Find your own. Find your own. Be satisfied with yourself.
There is one story of it.
One story.
Majin was a great lover of Leela. In the East, that is very famous event. So he passed by, he was taking the picture of the photo of the Leela lying on the ground. He took it up, began to hug it. Then he told him, well, you must find your own Leela, your own. Why are you finding Leela? He managed to find his own, you see. And he chose it, not you. What do you say? What do you say?
He says that you say you came to show them the way.
Yes.
You're talking about another master?
Yes.
About Maharishi? Now I begin to
understand. Please keep quiet.
Now I begin to understand.
Just listen. Attentively, what a man questions and what is answer given, you see. If you laugh, then the whole thing is gone. Yes, you have found your master, well and good. Either talk lovely or you interpret me. What is it?
If you're searching, is that what you said?
You. Have you found him? That's all right. Then you recognize none. Look here, what is the master? He is word made flesh. Who are word made flesh, they are all the same. To take you up. If he has given you something to start with, all right, go on. But I will always advise you to row on one boat, not two, three, four.
You heard Master said to row on one boat, not two, three, or four. Yes, sir. I think Master's told you this several times, that if they can give you an experience, maybe they're the master for you. If they can't give you an experience, then they're not.
That's
not true.
That's right. So no, each man has to be chosen and to choose. Whichever you have chosen, go on. By whom you have been chosen, you are what can make you know it. Go on with it. Don't mind other business, mind your own. How you stand for yourself. Yes? Don't decide between yourself, within you.
Yes, sir. Yes. Will you read it loud enough so we can hear it?
What? No, this won't do. Bring the book here.
Bring the book.
He should have brought it to me separate. Why am I saying this? What is this, sir?
Should I read it?
Yes.
Even those who are given a contact with the Lord within will lose it if they do not keep their self-restraint. Only if you have some control.
Lose it temporarily means not permanently. Once it takes anybody under care, it doesn't leave till the end of the world. that you must have also read before. Link it before you go. These things are craving the link. For the time by, he loses. But that power loses him till the end of the world. Also.
Yes. She wants to know if the experience that she has in meditation and that other people has is sometimes karmic from your past karma, caused by your past karma.
You see, those who have got the background, they may have got more, others less. But the point is, those who have got background, they start from here, and those who have got not background, they simply start from here. If the man is regular, I mean, wholly and solely devoted, keeps his life quite, I mean, by self-restraint, without all imperfections, and go on with meditation regularly, he may advance further than the man who has got the background. He is not regular. He is not doing full right earnest. Background does help, of course, that gives you something, but further you have to develop by accurate way and devotion.
Master said that those who have no experience, if they are regular in their meditations and work hard, they can overtake those who came in and saw the Master form the first time, those who are not regular. This is a do-it-yourself program. And if you want to contact the Master and be first in line, it takes meditation and work. Yes, sir. She saw a large thousand-petal lotus blossom in meditation, and she had the desire to enter into the center of it. And she's wondering if she should have complied with this desire, I assume.
She should have only directed attention into the middle of that lotus. Then she might have been helped. Or she should be out to the master form within. He will come up.
Over there, you have a question?
No. You also take concern with
it? I said, Naam Lanam.
What? Naam Lanam. What is it? What is it? Concern? Is it concern? Is it concern? Is it concern?
No.
This evening, you know, we have a meeting at 7:30. And we have initiation in San Francisco tomorrow. The new initiates should be there at 8 a.m. It's a business day, and watch the traffic. Be sure that you are aware of the time it takes to get there. I saw a question back there. Or over here, too. Let me have this one here first.
Reno, what is scheduled for tomorrow evening and Thursday morning with the Master?
We'll let you know tonight. The San Jose schedule will be on the table tonight. I assume there will be a meeting tomorrow night, but I won't know till I see the schedule.
No meeting tomorrow night.
No meeting tomorrow night. There will be a meditation meeting the following morning at Santa Clara University. And that will be 7:30 at Santa Clara. You could get in. Master will be there at 9. And the schedule will be announced.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which place? Which place? Where?
Santa Clara. In San Jose.
San Jose?
Yes.
Tomorrow night?
Meditation. All right. We'll have the schedule tonight and we'll announce it so that everybody will have it. And if you have problems on it, why, either call the judge or call San Jose. Yes. That's correct. The initiation in San Francisco is the last thing scheduled because we'll have to drive to San Jose, and this takes quite a lot of problems with baggage and everything. Yes. You know the answer to this. You know the answer to this. Yes, sir, back there. I didn't hear you. You better stand up and talk louder. I'm a little hard of hearing. Sriracha yoga.
What?
Zen, light, and Sriracha yoga, the light of the path.
Yes.
What difference is between Zen Buddhist light and light of the path?
Zen Buddhism.
Buddhists do also refer to, there were two branches. One is Mahayana, the other is Hinayana. Hinayana are ethics. Mahayana do believe in light and sound principle. But the Buddhists even don't know the basic teachings which are given by Buddha. Most of them are ignorant, but they have got those symbols in their churches of the light and sound. They make their hearts just a horse just to interpret those mantras and also beat the small drums. There's a mantra there, Om Mani Padme Hum. That is very light-giving, and it sounded like a thunder. Practical people are few who can give you that first experience there. There are but few. This has been their basic teachings.
One who believes in the light and the sound, and those who do not.
They are atheists, not sound. They are atheists. They don't believe in any God.
Hey.
I've told you. There are two. Don't laugh, please. There's no question of laughing.
Because I was back of the mic.
The point is, you see, there are two parts of the Buddhism. One is called Hinayana, the other is called Mahayana. Hinayana party don't believe in God. They are atheists. And Mahayana people do believe in their teaching, basic teachings are the same as like other masters. But still, for want of practical people, very few real can convey those things. But in the temples, you'll find the same thing, light and sound. They make their voice hoarse when they are uttering the mantra, you see, like that, and beat small drums. Symbols are there. For want of practical people, they are very few who can really give you contact with that.
Did you hear the answer? Master says that there are two types of Buddhist religion. The highest type believe in the light and the sound. But there are very few people in the audience who can give the experience. And this is what you must have, is a personal contact with the light and the sound. Otherwise, you don't have the life principle instilled in you.
Lord Buddha, towards the end of his life, when he was going to leave the body, he sent for all his disciples and asked him, what does lead to golden samadhi? So many disciples came up, they gave reference to the light they saw and the sound principle they heard. The last judgment, what he gave, well, increasing hearing is the way back to golden samadhi.
The last instructions he gave was the way back to golden samadhi.
With intrinsic hearing. Yes. Sound principle.
Sound principle, intrinsic hearing.
Question I hear.
Yes, sir.
In Nam Word, on the same subject, in the book Nam, the Master also quotes from the Zen Master Kui Thai, in the examples from Buddhist religion. Although Kui Thai never makes any reference in his writings to light or sound principle, but I wondered if this meant that Master was saying that Kui Thai and Zen Masters of his order did teach light and sound principle.
Was it in Nam?
In Nam,
yes.
You mentioned a Buddhist saint as
yes.
giving light and sound.
Yes. From Kree High,
a passage from Kree High, which.
Then what do you want? What does he want?
Well,
I never refused that they do not have, they have got the basic teaching. Now I'm talking, there are a few who can give.
He says there are a few who can give it.
If they can give it, very good, they can go on.
Yeah.
But that in Zen Buddhist tradition there was this teaching?
That, let's talk about the present. All right?
Well, for me, it's an important issue for me, but it's been something.
Well, what does he say? What does he want? Let me be clear.
He wants to know if this particular person.
Who?
Quit high?
I don't know him. Let him bring him to me. I'll take him to him. That's all.
Bring the book. That's then we can get the answer. Yes. He wants to know if you have a successor.
Well, the God will select, not I. It is selection from God, not by vote. Yes, it is guiding from what has that to do with you?
That doesn't have anything to do
so,
with us.
So long as he's taking work from me, I'm with you. And it is his job to send somebody. And it's for him to decide, not by vote, that you select anybody.
I'm sure all of you know that a living master initiates you, he stays with you to the end of the earth, or until you reach Sach Khand. Well, you don't have to worry about a successor, just worry about the present and what you're doing now.
Yes.
Today is the day. Are you going to be alive tomorrow? We don't know. That's why today is the day. Yes. She wants to know if she can reach home by choosing Christ, or does she need a living master?
Well, does she meet Christ? Does she meet Christ?
Do you meet Christ?
Then ask him, he will guide you.
Some people have met him and they ask him.
Yes.
And he'll send you to a living master. We have an example of that, a couple of them right here. I wonder if we could have about
10 minutes
meditation.
Written that what made you acceptable in the eyes of your master, and how you got all these instructions, whatever you are following from him. The only word I can say, it is love that he gave me for him. And that taught me everything. All right, go on your meditation. Forget. Well, where there is love, there no other thought will come in. When a hawk is there, nobody will fly there. Love means whole soul attention absorbed in something. You cannot think of any other thing. So dragging at the heart is felt that no other thought can intervene. This is means by single-minded attention. Say, don't think of your body anymore. He is all alone. He wants you to come all alone. Sit down in your meditation, please. Withdraw your attention from all outside and from the body below. Even you forget yourself, what is your name? All attention should be there.